Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Near Fall podcast, the first edition of this podcast, and where we're going to be overviewing, overlooking, reviewing, and discussing the road to WrestleMania. Introducing first, Jack Mobley.
It's first and last, I guess, isn't it? Good evening, how's it going? Connor, you all right?
I am not bad, thank you. My name is Connor Thornton, and I will be your host with the most, and we shall be running through this bitch. This is an unprofessional podcast. We'll be giving very personal opinions on this because it's real to us, God damn it.
What's kayfabe? Never heard of that before.
You're probably better off asking Ronda Rousey. Coincidentally enough, the first match to kick this off, we're going to be looking at Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair, the kayfabe killer, the man, and the natural born person. I don't know, Ric Flair's daughter, but she's also the shit and she's fucking great. So...
the kayfabe killer, I love that. I've never heard that before, actually, but it's like so true. The last few weeks with Ronda Rousey, man, it's been a tough one, isn't it?
It has. We'll get this out of the way first. I am not the biggest WWE fan, but I do follow it because we can't get away from it. Ronda Rousey, in general, when she first signed over, I thought was quite an interesting choice. In general, I thought she'd be really good at it, just given out like the other people who have come over from MMA, who generally have a better sense of, I guess, combat, if that makes any sort of sense. So I guess like pulling it back a bit to make it look not real, to make it look realer, kind of works. So I was really excited when she was generally coming across. And then obviously shock horror, the first match she gets is with Triple H and fucking Stephanie McMahon, because obviously. Let's get our get on those coattails and ride them into the sun.
I just thought that match was just mainly just a safe way of getting into the WWE. Like, you can't get a more experienced person than Triple H, and I think Stephanie was kind of more so a more of a gimmick in the match. But she played her role well in that match,
yeah,
for sure. And I just think Ronda did take a relatively speaking, did water, but it's just the way that her journey's just been quite a up and down kind of journey, winning the championship and going on a few defenses. Obviously, they were all one-sided for Ronda. Nia Jax is a fucking terrible wrestler anyway, so it's kind of like, what do you expect? But when you go against up Charlotte Flair, that's the only match, that's her best match,
yeah.
And the match that kind of, you know, brought the most out of both Ronda and Charlotte, and it wasn't for the title, and obviously we all know what happened, kicking off with the old kendo sticks and that kind of thing with for Survivor Series, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was generally quite confused with that, if I remember correctly. I was confused why the kendo stick was brought out, and I can't actually remember how that match ended, if I'm being honest. That's quite bad.
I can't remember the actual finish. I think Charlotte just got really frustrated and then began the onslaught of weapon attacks.
Yeah.
With kendo sticks and that kind of thing, and just continued until it was finally broken up, and then that's what kind of brings Charlotte into this whole triple threat sort of picture, I think.
Yeah, but that would not have been at the time like Charlotte's 14th heel turn.
Yeah, it's weird. That's the thing as well. The characters in this trio of characters has been such an up and down thing as well, because you initially think that Ronda's going to be the 100% babyface good guy. Charlotte's going to be the absolute bad guy. And then Becky's going to be this anti-hero, the people's champ, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then I think Becky's, like, she's still playing the anti-hero, but she's 100% the people's champ, the babyface in all of this. Charlotte is still the heel.
Yeah.
And then Ronda's turned into a heel as well. They could all be seen as heels.
Yeah.
If you wanted to think of it like that and try to construe it like that.
Mm.
But I think the way that they've handled it has been pretty good. I think they've drawn it out a bit too long. in terms of getting the match finally done and dusted, in terms of putting it on the card.
Yeah.
With the whole final match with Charlotte and Becky, Fastlane, they could have just, you know, hyped it up even more.
Yeah.
But I don't think, yeah, they could have just had that going, and then Ronda came out anyway and kind of undermined the match and the lead up to the match, mm-hmm. in what she did after not very long, by just causing a disqualification and a Becky win. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel this match is going to main event, or is that being dead set for being either as a Brock and Seth?
I feel as if it should, because the names are there.
Yeah.
In terms of,
This feels like the sort of long term plan they're kind of going to go along with, like, Ronda Rousey's brand, if you will.
Well, everyone was saying after last year's WrestleMania that she was going to headline WrestleMania with Charlotte. Like, that's what people were saying last time, because Charlotte walked out with the championship from Asuka, didn't she?
Yeah. Which was the end bit for that, for Asuka, was like, you were ready for Asuka. I was really confused. I was like, that's awful. doesn't sound good. Doesn't sound like it doesn't big up Charlotte. We don't need Charlotte to be bigged up at all. Like, cause she's generally one of the best female wrestlers just going in general. Like, she's just fucking,
yeah.
Same with Asuka. Like, I thought, like, the Asuka build could have been used for either Becky or for Bayley. Like, if Bayley lost for ages, then Bayley could beat Asuka for, like, that sort of, like, babyface sort of pop. But then, obviously, that didn't pan out.
Yeah, it's a funny one with Asuka as well, but I think we'll briefly touch on that in a bit, I think. Yeah. But what do you think? Will this headline?
I'd like it to. I think for, if they're trying to genuinely be like a modern company and push themselves forward as doing something differently, then there's nothing more different than pushing like a triple threat women's match at the top of the card, because that's not something that's really happened in WWE like ever, apart from, say, the Evolution pay-per-view, I guess.
Yeah, I completely 100% agree with you, but I just don't think it will happen. I think probably Lesnar-Rollins will be the main match of the night.
Yeah, but does it need to be? Does Brock Lesnar really need to fucking headline another wrestler? Does
it
actually? I mean, right?
It's the WWE and it's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, it's Vince's boy, and it's Seth.
Like, at least it's Seth Rollins, and I hope it's going to win. Like, I was thinking about it as well, and I was chatting to a couple of my mates, and we were talking about, you know, the matches going into Mania,
mm-hmm.
and this could be an absolute pop fest.
Yeah.
There's no other time that they can do these sorts of big, big magical moments, so to speak.
Yeah.
And there's Rollins winning the title from Lesnar. There's Lynch winning the title from Rousey.
Yeah.
There's potentially, I think we'll talk about this in a bit as well. Well, definitely, but Kofi maybe not. Who knows? Winning from Bryan, which I think could be incredible. And then I think there's some other stuff on the card as well. Could be some big moments as well.
Yeah, I actually think the Rey Mysterio Samoa Joe one could actually be quite interesting.
Yeah, it's a weird one, that. I don't think there's much to say about it, to be fair. There's Rey Mysterio versus Samoa Joe. Rey Mysterio came out on the most recent edition of SmackDown for us, and just came out and said, I want to face Samoa Joe for the title, and it's kind of like, right, okay, that's just happened. It's kind of like, it's come out of.
It's like, I feel like the US title bit is like passed around that often that I actually forgot that Samoa Joe was currently the champ. I thought R-Truth was still the champion.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, I think Samoa Joe should retain. I can't see Ray winning, and the fact that Joe has won it, and, you know, thinking about the other title changes that could happen, I don't know.
Is Rey Mysterio not signed with AEW, or is he just like one of the part timers that are going to go on one of the other shows?
I doubt he would, if he's wrestling for WWE.
Oh god, that was a catfish, and that was a really, really bad one.
Oh,
Catfish
yeah, sorry.
apologies due to us recording over Discord. Well, chatting over Discord for this conversation to happen. Catfish is when the audio drops for a brief second, and it's mostly for patchy connections. So don't worry about it too much. No one's actually died or anything yet.
But no, I was just saying that Samoa Joe should win and should stay as champion because he's just not been champion for that long.
Samoa Joe deserves any and all belts at any given time.
That's the thing as well. Like,
he is
Samoa Joe should be WWE champion.
Should have been champion ages ago. He's just easily he's a ready-made star, and he has been a ready-made star for fucking decades. Well, I suppose he's been on the go for almost 2 decades at this point, but still, he's just been ready to go, built out of the box, straight out champion, probably the best pure heel if you want, or one of the best pure heels anyway. A repertoire of moves that's just ridiculous, despite him obviously being quite dangerous for the Muscle Buster, but then again, can't have everything.
And the Muscle Buster I thought was a bit of a weird one, because I thought it was a quite safe move.
Yeah, it does. It just seems like a suplex.
Disclaimer: I'm not a fucking wrestler, but yeah, that's what I thought. And then you did see. Yeah, everyone knows about the Tyson Kidd incident and that kind of thing, and it's just ridiculous. But I hate it how they always play on it.
Yeah.
Now, because I don't know if you saw on SmackDown, but was it this? Yeah, I think it was. Samoa Joe was I can't even remember who he was wrestling now. It wasn't that great, but he was about to give the Muscle Buster to someone, and they say, "Oh, the infamous Muscle Buster," and I'm like, "Oh, right, well, he's gonna count this now." Soon enough, he counts it and goes on without it. It's just don't even tease it. You know what I mean? It's never going to be a thing.
Has he stopped using it, or is he still using the Cookie Clutch?
Yeah.
Jesus, because I can't actually remember the last time I actually saw him use it, and I'm pretty sure it was probably on NXT more than anything. It feels like part of his call was probably you can come up to the main roster, but you have to drop the Muscle Buster.
I'm pretty sure that after the Tyson Kidd stuff, they just dropped it completely.
No, because he used it in the bunch of matches he had. Which were really good. I think that was probably a really good series of matches. Probably the best three matches that came out, apart from Ciampa and Gargano, obviously.
Yeah. Well, what about Triple H versus the Big Blue?
Fuck Triple H. I generally don't care about Triple H in general. I don't even think I wrote that down on this. No, I didn't.
I do.
So, oh wait, it's Batista. He's going to guess
that. Yeah. I think this match is necessary for WrestleMania, in the sense that you need the big names that everyone's going to see, that everyone wants to see. And I don't know if you can get that much bigger than this with the sort of repertoire.
What, a movie star
of yeah, and basically the face of WWE, or not the face, but the corporate face, I guess.
Yes,
everyone knows Triple H.
Yeah,
everyone knows it. You know what I mean? I don't think it's going to be a great match, but I think it'll be okay.
No, it's going to be sluggish unless Batista's been secretly working like an absolute champ, with the Dragon Gate guys or something like that, or training with the WXW guys. I don't really think he's going to be doing that much different. And I think same experience as The Rock, where he was absolutely jacked and he came back to fight John Cena, and then he had a 20-minute match. Well, he had 35 minute match.
Yeah.
He came out and he was absolutely ruined. He tore most of his muscles from doing all that, because he's not used to doing it again. It's a very intensive job.
I think with this, though, it's with the difference than with The Rock with Batista, is that this is going to be a no holds barred match. So I do think it's going to be an absolute, and I think Triple H would have, if he hadn't learned his lesson from Crown Jewel, what was it? No, Super Showdown.
Yeah.
Then he's
not the Crown Jewel.
But was it a Crown Jewel or Super Showdown? I can't remember.
I think Crown Jewel was the one with the Brothers of Destruction and Shawn Michaels and Triple H.
Yeah.
Jeff said it looked awful.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But Triple H tore his pec or something like that, or something ridiculous.
Yeah, they're not getting younger as well.
So I think this will just be an absolute slogfest, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And people go home happy, because if they wrestle for 35 minutes or anything like that, if they wrestle over 10 minutes, anything over that, it's just going to be gonna awful. Be boring,
yeah. Tables and chairs.
Boring, yes. And like the fact that there's already 9 matches. Yeah, well, 10 matches confirmed.
Yeah, I think they were planning on making this the longest WrestleMania they had, or having the most matches on the card. I think it's because
it's ridiculous.
I think because they can see people are willing to sit through Wrestle Kingdom, but Wrestle Kingdom's a very different beast.
Wrestle Kingdom's fucking ridiculous.
It opened with Will Ospreay versus Kota Ibushi. It's going to have nothing next to that.
Exactly. And the fact that, like, Wrestle Kingdom isn't even that long. It's like a 3-hour show.
No, it was longer than that. It just feels shorter because like the whole thing is enjoyable from top to bottom, because you've been waiting for all these matches for the whole year.
Yeah, and there's less ads. Well, there's no ads.
And some people have been waiting for. Well, I've been waiting for Kota Ibushi versus Will Ospreay for years as well. So there's also that. I've not been waiting for Batista versus Triple H again. I'm not interested.
What?
Like I think because when I first stopped watching WWE, yeah, it was around about the time when Batista came up. Like when he became massive. Like he was kicking about.
Yeah,
and, like,
we briefly
Devon's Devon Dudley's helper when he was Brother Devon or Reverend Devon or whatever it was.
Yeah, this is. We briefly mentioned this off air where I saw all the big feuds with, you know, with Undertaker, with John Cena. He had some good matches with him, and on his like SmackDown era with Edge, as well, yeah. Those sorts of people, those sorts of feuds were really good, and Batista was central to. You know, was one of the bigger names there.
Yeah, I know, like how big he was and stuff. It's just, I missed a lot of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, well, what about Lesnar Rollins? Thinking.
Okay, so going back off my notes earlier from the Kayfabe Killer, the Man, and the natural, whatever I put for that. I've also got Fuck Brock, and Kingslayer. But I think if Seth Rollins does win this, then WWE are coincidentally on Monday. They're post WrestleMania Monday. They're gonna have Beast Slayer T-shirts. On sale, because it just sounds like something they would do.
I can tell you haven't been watching.
No, I haven't.
they've already done that. Rollins is coming out and it says Beast Slayer on it.
Oh fucking wow! Okay.
So you should work for WWE marketing, mate.
No, because it's a piece of piss. Like, everything they do is like fucking straightforward. I can't be bothered.
Exactly.
But like in general, like, I hope to God Seth Rollins wins, and I hope the match is actually good for both of them, and then I hope Brock Lesnar fucks off forever and he goes to MMA and he goes to UFC, because I'm fed up with him.
I cannot see this happening again, like yet another year.
The Roman Reigns one that drew us all mad last year. Because we're like, oh, Roman Reigns is going to kick out F5 and then win. Like, that's going to happen. And he didn't. And we're like, what the fuck? Why is Brock Lesnar still the fucking champion?
Stupid. But I think if this doesn't happen, then I don't know what wrestling is, really. I don't know. I think we should stop the podcast or
before it's even begun, really. It's kind of an oxymoron, though, because in the capacity that Brock occupies, he is, in fact, the best heel in wrestling, because he hates wrestling.
Loves
money.
Yeah.
Hates wrestling. Hates actually working.
It's a bit weird.
He's not worked his Raw Championship Raw. He's like what, 5? He does like what, less than 20 house shows a year. He makes me not like Paul Heyman, and I thought that was impossible.
Yeah, it's all a bit. I feel as if it's kind of a formality in a way.
Yeah, like they've been doing the same shit for years, and I'm fed up with it. Like fucking hell, man.
Well, his style, but I feel as if this whole program with Rollins, it's kind of like a formality. Yes, Paul Heyman comes out. Mm-hmm. Yes, Seth Rollins says, I'm going to get him, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, the same, it's kind of like, well, if you'd build up that doesn't actually like ignite the fire in the belly for any viewer, really. Like,
well, I think everyone can see between the lines.
Yeah.
Like, even, you know, I mean, anyone who's a wrestling fan can. Like no one's got no ums, ifs, ahs, or buts, or whatever you want to call it. It's just Seth Rollins is winning this match, and
he has to.
I said it. he has to.
He has to win it. And it has to be good. Like, I don't want it to be like a 5 minute thing when he gets lucky or something with a schoolboy roll up. I think that'd be embarrassing.
No. And there's no Money in the Bank ready to come out or anything like that.
No,
like
that's true.
And in play, I think it's just gonna be a straight up match. I think it could be good because Rollins can like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So he'll be able to take his moves quite well.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with what Seth does. There's nothing wrong with him at all. He's always been good. He's just been like he's always had a disadvantage or something. Always someone else is coming along or like another feud's building up for it, or it's just not the right time for him, or he's not as hot as he could be.
Everything has clicked in.
Yeah.
Clicked with Rollins now. Like he's the biggest star. I'd say he's the biggest star in the WWE in terms of the week in, week out wrestlers.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's Brock. Obviously, there's Cena knocking. But you know, Rollins is of the new crop of wrestlers. Arguably Roman Reigns, but he maybe not. His moveset's incredible. I think he's got the best moveset in the WWE right now. And he's got his own finisher back. All this is sort of clicking into place.
What finisher is he using again?
He's using the stomp.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, that's fine. I remember he was using the curb stomp again. I wasn't sure if he was still allowed to use it. Does that mean Randy Orton gets to use the punt again?
I hope not, because it's awful.
It's a kick to the head. All right.
To the temple.
Yeah, that's all right. Cool. You know what I haven't wrote down for this, actually, fun enough, is AJ Styles versus Randy Orton.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that. It's also kind of come out of nowhere.
Yes, it has. It's now they've all of a sudden someone on Twitter posted a photo from 2004 that said sign AJ Styles in the back, and now they're all of a sudden writing this like it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to see Randy Orton wrestle AJ Styles. I'll watch AJ Styles wrestle anyone else apart from Randy Orton, because I swear to God, I can see this already. Because the ending is probably going to be the phenomenal forearm all of a sudden out of nowhere. Oh my God, countered into an RKO.
But they have already done that, so I don't think they will do that.
I hope not. I hate the RKO is just such a cheap counter, and it really annoys me because it shouldn't be. Like, I shouldn't be annoyed with a wrestling move that anyone else does it. I'm fine with, but when Randy Orton does it, it just makes me seethe. Just getting sense with it. I'm not interested in what Randy Orton does.
You must be the only wrestler who doesn't like it.
Doesn't like the RKO. No, I do. I like the move as it is, but like the out of nowhere thing is just like every other wrestler would learn about that sort of thing, but it's always a surprise, and I'm sick fed up with it because it just seems cheap because he can't do anything else. Like his the rest of his moveset is so boring. And so,
I think that's the thing.
He doesn't have the charisma that everyone says he does. Like, I'm not interested in Randy Orton getting pushed. I'm not interested in Randy Orton having matches with anyone. I don't want to buy any of his merch. I think his theme music's pish. Like, I'm just not interested.
Well, that's the thing. AJ Styles literally said all of these things. even mocked him for Randy Orton sort of his pose stretched wide. AJ said something like, I'm paraphrasing, but said something online, oh, you've been around for so long, the best you've got is this, and then mocks him and does the outstretched arms.
Yeah, which AJ Styles also kind of does.
Well, no, it's different.
Yeah, it is different, but he's still like flaring his arms out. It's kind of similar.
Yeah,
similar but different.
The way that Orton does it, it's like, It's just lethargic, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I feel as if his whole demeanor is just like lazy, like,
yeah. It's like, I'm not going to.
It's meant to be.
So I'm going to do what I want, and it's just like, okay.
It's meant to be.
It's not good though.
It's meant to be, you know, sort of egotistical, but in actual fact, it just comes off as quite. It's quite lazy, slow, lethargic.
It's basically boring. Every complaint that people give to like John Cena for doing the same stuff over and over again can fit the exact same thing as Randy Orton and actually be more like accurate and on the ball. Because John Cena has had good matches, and there's matches of John Cena's that I do genuinely enjoy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But like when Randy Orton's done like the same five moves for years, and no one's given him any shit for it whatsoever. John Cena's taken it all, and I feel like it's a mistrial.
Feels like Randy Orton's just been the constant,
yeah.
And that's why. He's just been there.
He's not fucked up enough to get sacked, and he's not done anything good enough to be, like, revered, I feel.
Yeah.
He'll probably still make the Hall of Fame when he gets out, and you'll make more money than I ever will, but at the same time, fuck Randy Orton.
Yeah, it's just Vince's boys. It's just one of them.
Yeah, like got a job because his dad was part of the company.
Exactly. Third generation superstar.
Went into a fucking a stable with Triple H and fucking Ric Flair. Oh, how's this guy going to get over? I don't know. Oh, I'll go have a match with Mick Foley. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, cool. You what you want.
Youngest ever world heavyweight champion.
Oh, how did he get there? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. Obviously, worked his ass off for it.
I think back then he was a bit more explosive, but
yeah, probably. But the same, yeah, just again, it wasn't interesting.
And it fit the whole Evolution thing as well. Like the whole of Evolution, though.
Yeah,
like,
when they all had
we
the belts.
Are the best.
Yeah. it's almost like we're really good pals with Vince McMahon. It's almost like we're good pals, the guy who runs the company or something, or we're married into the family or something like that. I don't really know. Saying seeds here. I'm just planting thoughts out.
Right then, what about Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin?
Why is Baron Corbin doing this? Please explain to me, Jack. I am very interested.
Well, he's obviously had an incredible year. He's won a lot of matches. Grams.
Catfish. Sorry, folks.
Why'd you have to interrupt me like that? No, I'm just kidding. He's had a very good year. He's had a lot of good program, and it's come across very well. And I just think that this would be a great way to top off his year. Do you not think?
No, I do not. I feel like for Kurt Angle's last match at WrestleMania, Baron Corbin should be absolutely nowhere near this, apart from probably getting kicked in the balls by Kurt Angle somewhere in the middle of the match when he tries to ruin it. Because he should be having a match against Shelton Benjamin, or he should be going against Matt Riddle, or anyone else. Don't know why it's Baron Corbin.
See, I just don't understand.
Why was he a constable? Why is he wearing a shirt?
I know 100%. Like, I'll say this now, 100%. The match will not be Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. I'm telling you that.
Okay.
So I would guarantee you. I just don't know how you get it from A. My theory is something happens to Baron and Baron Corbin and he's injured or something.
Okay.
And he becomes like a special guest referee.
Okay.
And then he comes out. I can't wrestle now, but this is who can, and then it'll be John Cena, or it'll be Undertaker.
Yeah,
or it'll be...
I thought John Cena was a good shout, just given the fact that John Cena wrestled his debut match against Kurt Angle. I thought that would like be quite
and
poetic in
and
a sense.
He still needs a match, because he's
John Cena.
I believe he's working on a film. Yes, John Cena still needs a match. Like, he's working on a film, and then I think he's either literally taken the only the day that WrestleMania is on, he's either not doing anything or not booked for anything that day or that weekend.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, well, it's for WrestleMania. You are going to be doing something. What that is, we don't know yet.
Is he going to have like another theme in a match? He's Undertaker.
Well, I hope not.
Which I thought was generally quite interesting, but did it, because that was not what I was expecting to happen. But they all
like
also...
the match was great, but again, I just don't want to see Undertaker again, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're right.
Who
you're
does right. now? It's fucking. It's just.
I think his wife would love
it. It's heartbreaking.
All the time. So just, it's like, just go sit at home, man. Just chill out. Like, you don't need to do it anymore. Like, you've done everything.
Literally.
Done literally everything. Literally, you've made those people happy. Like, you're now just doing the Ozzy Osbourne thing and going out when you don't need to.
Literally, wheeling them out. But Kurt Angle's been doing this weird thing. Everything's leading up to this farewell match.
Yeah.
And then he's been wrestling on the past 2 weeks.
Yeah. Because he went against. I saw he had a match against Gable.
Yeah, so he faced Gable, and that was actually quite a decent match. But Gable lost.
Okay.
And this is the thing I don't get either. Like, Kurt Angle's winning all. And Baron Corbin's losing all.
Yeah. So if Kurt Angle's going to do the old school thing and go out on his back, then I don't want Baron Corbin to be the last person to pin him either.
Yeah, because Baron Corbin's losing every fucking match. It's like either not believable, or it's just fucking like, is he like, you have to lose clean on your last match, don't you? You can't just fucking like, not that that's a rule, but it's like, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like an old school sort of thing, because that's the way Ric Flair went out.
And then Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, I don't think Undertaker did, because I'm pretty sure he won his match against Undertaker, John Cena, he won. But I don't think that was his last match, quote unquote. And I can't remember if what the
singles match, yes.
Yeah, because I can't remember what the the result of the Crown Jewel match was, because I didn't want to watch it.
Oh, DX won.
Why?
Mate, I'd like that of the two, they were probably the team that could probably, you know, stand up after the match. Right. Fucking Kane and The Undertaker, just literally dead men walking.
How does Kane get like time off for that? Like, he's got like loads of busy stuff. Like, if the mayor of North County or whatever the fuck has like loads of stuff to do, he can just bugger off to Saudi Arabia at a whim. Or does half the office know the WWE results so he can bugger off?
Oh, I don't know. It was well funny in that match as well. Shawn Michaels, you know,
catfish. Sorry.
Like Shawn Michaels does moonsaults off the top rope.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then like Kane's mask came off, and then it's kind of, I don't get it. Why did Kane? And then he was
scrambling
his mask back on. Yeah, it's like, mate, no one gives a fuck. You can wear the mask. You don't have to. We all know.
It's not like you.
What are you hiding?
It's not like you kicked about with your face out for years. And then you all of a sudden put your mask back on, but all of a sudden meant to pretend but don't know who you are anymore. It's like Clark Kent.
Oh my god.
what match were you talking about, by the way? Because I had a segue for something.
We'll talk about Angle versus.
Yeah, so, sorry. So, going off of your Baron Corbin getting either taken out of the game or getting injured or becoming the special guest referee or something, does that then open up to possibly being Jason Jordan?
Because
then you've got, I'm going to kick your ass, Dad. Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's
a great shout. Then it can be a recurring theme in through the night, and then when you can have that, you can have Mrs. Dad trying to be proud of him too. Because also in this card...
Is he like, still signed up?
Who, the Miz?
Is he still... No.
Jason Jordan, I think he's injured.
Yes.
I think he's been injured for a while. I think he has.
That's
something.
Really interesting.
So, but obviously he's been quiet and he's been out for a long time. And I don't.
But what? But that would be terrible for Kurt Angle.
He does like a really bad kayfabe sort of fucking awful
gimmick,
dick pish shitty storyline about him, his son beating him, getting the last comeuppance at short notice when Jason Jordan's really not that big of a deal. Despite being obviously naturally gifted.
He would have to be like the most fucking heel thing as well, because people don't like him because of the whole fucking angle anyway. Let alone during Kurt Angle's last match.
Yeah, it's like it's an interesting opponent to go for Billy.
And then he wins. Yeah. But I can't think like who. I'm trying to think who's like an old school wrestler that's a heel that's got a history with Angle. The only first person I could think of would be like Lesnar, which would be sick, I think.
Yeah. That'd be interesting actually. Like I know it's meant to be Seth Rollins' moment, but if you tied in the Kurt Angle thing as well, it's like one more shot, one last shot.
Could you imagine?
And then he just like drops it on Raw. That'd be cool. I kind of like it that way.
it would be someone.
So he wins at WrestleMania, pins Brock Lesnar clean the ring off an Angle slam, and then on Monday night you get a half hour match of Kurt Angle versus Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins wins. Because Seth Rollins already had a WrestleMania moment that will never be topped, because he can't top running in to pin Roman.
Yeah, the heist.
Like you won't. Yeah, the heist of the century, or the fucking the WrestleMania moment and the Magic King. The was it the Magic King that Daniel Bryan got at the end of the 30th? Miracle King. The Miracle King. That's what it
Was
was.
that the same one? I wasn't saying what was it?
WrestleMania 30 when Daniel Bryan won, like, and he was holding the belt. So Michael Cole skips out and the Miracle King, the Miracle King. And I was like,
Yeah, but that wasn't,
that's not the same one.
That's not the
I
same
know, but
as, no,
it's like a WrestleMania moment in terms of things.
Oh, okay.
Like, so Daniel Bryan is him like standing aloft with the two belts because he beat Batista and fucking Randy Orton, and then Seth is that one, and then Brock Lesnar is him almost breaking his neck. When he did a shooting star press on Kurt Angle
Yes,
and then stunted
the
it.
shooting star press. Yes, yes, yes.
Or it's him giving the finger to the entire crowd when he had a match against Goldberg, which was awful. Take your
Oh,
pick.
yeah.
Take your pick. Oh, wait, no, sorry. He
Oh,
retired
brilliant,
the
fantastic.
Undertaker, sorry. Let's not forget that.
Oh, yeah. That's that little detail.
That thing that didn't need to happen, and now it's got the strangest record. It's 20, it was a 22-2, just for reasons. Like, the streak is now not that impressive. If it was just and
Yeah,
one, it would
it's
be cool.
weird.
It would still be cool. Like, you can see where it ends, and that's where he retired. It's like, oh,
Yeah.
he had another go of it, and he fucked it. He's like, okay, that's fine.
Unbelievable. Well, what about the next match that we've got here? Shane McMahon versus The Miz.
I'm already fed up this feud, and I've watched a grand total of about 20 minutes of it, and that was from
Oh,
the
really?
tag match. Like, I'm not in. I just. It's pro there's probably some interesting bits about it, but the bits about Miz's dad, and then generally just still Shane McMahon being referred to as the best in the world and the best tag team in the world, is just it annoys me so much. I don't want to see. I don't know why Shane McMahon's still insistent on wrestling. I don't know why his dad's still insistent on putting him into matches. I don't know why Shane McMahon, while standing in the middle of the ring, saying, "You guys want something different, right? So, do you know what you're gonna get for something different? You're gonna get me winning fucking everything, boys. That's what you're getting." But
Well,
there's probably more to it than
I
that.
think they've done this. I think they've done this because, as much as I would not like to see, Shane McMahon in a match, he is, and the way they've got there has been good. And the way that they've flipped Miz's characters, I think, has been particularly impressive in terms of having to go from. Was one of the best sort of smirky little waste of space, like cowardly heel, to and very egotistical, big of himself, to
Yeah.
go from, to being this, a character that everyone can sympathize with and be very, on board with, has been quite good, and they've played it quite well.
Yeah.
Well,
No,
really
it's like
well, I think.
it's like I'm not against the idea of Miz like doing well or anything. I honestly a few years ago thought he should have been champion. I still think he should have had a run at some point, but obviously Brock got the fucking thing hostage. But still I don't see why Shane McMahon's like still like someone who needs to be on the card or someone who needs to be seen as defeated or a threat.
So it feels as if this is more of a big name deal than anything else in terms of that aspect, but I think that Miz could get a good match out of McMahon.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's gonna be fast hand Shane. It's gonna be some other bollocks, like a few botched MFA MMA moves, and then a coast to coast or a shooting star press. And again, it's cool you can do it, but I don't need to see it.
It'd be interesting to see if he whacks out another big move because last year he whacked out the shooting star, and everyone was like, "Wow, we
Do you know what I've heard he's been practicing?
this legit?
I've
Is this
heard
legit?
this is this is this is inside, fresh off the presses, inside news guys.
Have you been on? Have you been on the phone?
I've been on to big to phone on the phone to Maeve Deltzer, who has told me in absolute confidence that he's been practicing Ricochet's 6:30. But get this right, the imploding 6:30. So you've seen the imploding 450, but you've never seen an imploding 6:30, boys. You fucking better ready yourselves.
Imploding is in like
facing out away from the turnbuckle and then jumping up
yeah,
to,
so
to come
like,
back in.
Like the Mustafa Ali,
yeah,
like
yeah, the 450 splash. Yeah.
Oh wow, that'll be.
Could you imagine? I would.
So you've got to jump. You've got to jump back and do the propulsion.
Yeah.
What? Oh mate.
You have to propel yourself upwards to then dive backwards to then to roll
and
forward.
Then a 58-year-old. He's not 58.
No, he's not.
You get what I'm saying.
Yeah. He's an old guy. He's not doing the 60-80 splash, although I'd be quite impressed. I don't know why he just doesn't do like the frog splash or
he's
something.
He's 49.
You're close. You're close enough. 49, 58, same thing. Sorry.
Yeah, I feel as if this is an easy one to predict. It's going to be Miz. I think Shane.
But why does
gonna...
his dad have to be proud of it? Why is the WWE so like why is him beating Shane McMahon the thing that makes him proud of his son? Why is it not like it's bollocks. It's a load of shit. It's thin high school pish. I'm not interested in. And if you're not impressed by The Miz when he's already like a successful movie actor, TV show personality, mega personality within the WWE in general, and a multiple champion.
I think
I
couldn't
give
it.
That's a dick.
I couldn't give a damn about the father aspect, but I feel as if it's been good in terms of long-term because what was it? Was it Greatest Royal Rumble? No, Crown Jewel.
Catfish. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Crown Jewel was the best in the world, wasn't it?
Yeah. So not only are they called the best in the world now, so they're taking that from CM Punk too, and putting it on Shane.
Oh
my
god, yeah.
Can't give him anything.
But that's been leading up since then, and Shane McMahon was initially like a good guy about it. He was like, yeah, SmackDown, but in actual fact, he's been a dick about it the whole time. And Miz, you know, he's going to be in the best of the world. And he should have won.
Mm.
But yeah. Should we move on to... We've got the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
You mean the thing that Braun Strowman's winning?
I don't think anything. Who won it last year? It was fucking Matt Hardy won it.
Matt Hardy won it last year? Did he?
Yeah.
Shit, I can't
because
remember.
Bray Wyatt came and helped Matt win it, and that's when they started tagging.
All right, okay. Yeah. I'm really vaguely with that now. Who won it the year before? I want to say Baron Corbin, but I think that was the year before.
Last year was Mojo Raw.
All right, okay. Oh, why? Like I don't, the Andre the Giant thing seems cursed in a sense because everyone who's won it has done dick. Matt Hardy.
I don't think it's cursed.
Cesaro.
They just don't pick good winners.
Cesaro should be the champion just now. He should be in like his eighth reign as champion because Cesaro is the best, the fucking best boys.
You're not wrong, but he's gonna be a tag team forever.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. It's a shame, really. I hope he jumps to AEW. Normal.
Speaking about tag team, that is James. We've missed in the big one, and that is Daniel Bryan and his championship match.
Yeah, I was trying to actually purposely keep that one until further into the podcast so people just didn't hear the first two and then fucking bail.
Because
Kofi Mania,
it could be a thing, it might not be a thing.
Because I know I'm not keeping up to SmackDown all that much, but there doesn't seem to be anyone else in the picture at all.
I can't see who they would just pluck out of thin air. Feels as if basically the most recent development is that Kofi had his Gauntlet match that he was booked to have the previous week, but I think facing the likes of Eric Rowan, Samoa Joe, that was it. Facing the Buster, fake out kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Randy Orton, Was there anyone else? Feels if you might have faced Bar well.
Right, okay. Oh yeah. Was it? I'm
Should have had that.
assuming 1-on-1 this time, and not two versus one,
Yeah,
like last time
it was
was
one.
when they did him dirty the first time. I was also
Yeah.
because even the segment before that was absolute horseshit. He's like, "I've been waiting outside here for an hour," and then he goes into the room, and then this man's like, "Oh, where have you been? I've been waiting for you forever." And he's like, "I've because like he, just before like Kofi's like, I've been knocking on door. They said they're waiting for Vince to come down. He's in a meeting, but they told me that he'd come in an hour." So I was like, "Who the fuck told him that? Was it Vince McMahon putting on a voice?" Because
Yeah,
he's clearly in there by himself. There was no way out of that room. There was no other door for him to sneak in, and there was no room for someone else to sneak out. And obviously, if Kofi's been standing there for an hour, like no one else has come past him, so either he fell asleep or buggered off to get a Coke from the vending machine and he snuck in, or some bot. I don't know.
is
It
weird.
really, it
This
just
is
really
weird the
irritated
way.
me. It seemed like pointless, and it seemed like a wasted segment. It just seemed like it was probably Vince's idea, and everyone's went, "Yeah, okay, we have to do this because Vince said we have to do it that way." And it just seemed like a waste of the New Day in general, and Kofi again, and also unfair he had to go against
But
the Bar.
I don't know whether they're just. I feel as if they were gonna do something else, gonna have someone else, they would have already teased it by now.
Yeah.
I don't think they're this late, so I can only see it happening now. But it's
It would
quite
have to be
interesting
someone
to see
returning to get
what
a massive pop.
happened. Yeah, but well, I thought it was quite interesting to see what happened out of the ring today, with Big E. Taking social media, talking about how a
Grievances and how
wrestler
they feel like they've plateaued.
a man can do so much and do all the right things, quote unquote,
Yeah.
and still end with nothing. And he kept referring to people like, quote, and it put a lot of racial tone on the whole
Oh,
message. And
dude, this segment's so bad. This is so jittery. I'm so sorry.
so what?
You have to repeat that entire bit because you kept jumping. Sorry.
Okay. So Big E took to social media, and then he was talking about how a man can only do so much, or can do all the right things in this business. Go to work, stay in shape, do what you want, cut, not do it, do what you're told, cut the promo, get the pop, sell the merch, all
Yeah,
those
yeah.
things, and still end up
Just
with
being tag time
nothing.
champs.
And he kept referring to quote unquote people like us,
Yeah.
which put a lot of racial undertone message. Which it kind of made me feel a bit, I don't know, it made me feel sad for the New Day
Yeah.
because they, or all the members, because they say they like do what they're told, they did the matches, they put on like great
It's
matches,
like they do they
made a
you
name for
get
themselves.
rid of 250 days of their year, like, and give up on family time, give up on
Exactly,
traveling. And
and
surely that sort of lifestyle is appealing when you first start out, but surely sometimes it's got to like kind of level out because you can't just have Brock Lesnar showing out on his farm all the time.
It's just ridiculous to think that they could, if I mean, I say if they wanted to, like, subject to contracts and that kind of thing, they could
Yeah.
just openly go to AEW and
Could you
be
fucking imagine the shitstorm that would happen if they just walked out on Mania Day and signed with AEW and didn't give a shit about the contracts? That would be amazing, absolutely amazing.
I know, yeah. But they could literally walk in and the face tagging the face, the biggest face stable, because the New Day could be an actual stable
Yeah.
and be incredible for it, and everyone would love.
Yeah, it seems like at this point, like even they feel like they've done all they can do with the New Day sort of stuff, because it feels like Vince McMahon just basically wants them to go, "Oh,
Feels like
Chicago," until
they've
like they're in their 70s.
it feels like
Put your
they've
hands together and clap for your 47 times tag team champs.
It feels like they've had every feud that they can,
Yeah.
every tag team,
It's like
and
they can't develop, they
had
can't
a
go anywhere.
good feud as well.
Yeah.
And it feels if this is like this is the best way to sort of put like push the New Day, because if they had the tag team title and the WWE, they'd be like the center of the company. But by doing that, Vince McMahon doesn't want to do that, if you know what
But
I
why
mean.
not though? Because
That's the last thing
it
you
works
want
for
to.
the Undisputed Era, like to no end. Like
Exactly. I don't
why not
understand.
have Kofi be your Adam Cole? Like it doesn't seem like a far stretch. It's not like Kofi's not got
What's
like the worked in or
the
anything, the
thing is
working
though,
or anything.
with like faces as well, when's the last time you had a like, I know, I mean like
Face.
incredibly face, like you
Roman
just don't
Reigns.
like the Shield. Yeah, well, they just like don't play the by the rules, though, do they?
No, they don't, because in certain respects they're a gray area more than anything. They're tweeners.
The anti-hero,
Yeah.
aren't
Well, it's kind of like a blend of like anti-hero, a true face in Roman Reigns trying to be, and then like a guy who could be healing Seth Rollins, because he can go either way, and he's good at both, but he's not as good as being a heel as he is being a baby face, and I think he just deserves that in a sense.
Yeah.
For me, like just obviously dipping in and out, Kofi becoming all of a sudden like a main mo opponent for Daniel Bryan and for being a main event in WrestleMania, like it's cool, like it's fine, like it deserves to be someone else rather than like just Daniel Bryan versus John Cena, which they could also do at the same time, just pull Kofi and put John
Yeah.
Cena in place, which wouldn't be a bad match, but it's not exactly going to get the same sort of momentum or response as Kofi entering it would be. Because even when he came into the match where he was facing the bar, like it didn't seem like the match was going to happen. Like there was something about his body language when he's coming out. It was just like this isn't the moment for this. Like it didn't seem like he was excited to like actually get into the match for it. Like I felt like he would have more passion when he came out. But yeah,
Yeah.
like I want it to happen. I generally do, and I just. I feel like Big E's making a lot of good points. I saw something earlier about Xavier Woods, who was kind of echoing the sentiments as well. But it's true, like it's been the same sort of thing for a while. The way the Booker T feud was handled with Triple H was fucking dog shit, and just to be honest, flat out disrespectful. But he like it's something that has definitely been noted, and there's not a lot of like there's been what maybe two Black champions that are they've been the heavyweight, like the face of the company as champions. Like, I mean, like I know like R-Truth and a few and Bobby Lashley and stuff like that have all had runs with the Intercontinental belt and the lower belts, but a lot of them have never really touched. They've been in the main event scene, but they've never been
Legit,
like the.
I'm thinking Jinder Mahal. Great guy. That's
Yeah, how's
all I could
how
think of.
Jinder Mahal can hold on to it for fucking ages, but Kofi Kingston like trying to get into the match is apparently too far-fetched for some people. It's like, what? Okay, that's fine. This is.
Jinder was a different story because it was like,
Oh, can we please not just talk about Jinder? I'd like to just
yeah, that's
blank
I didn't.
blank
Yeah,
that
I was
brain from
just,
my
you know, to
mind
make my.
entirely. God damn.
But yeah, that's. It's kind of where we're at the moment, and it's really frustrating. Because, you know, Kofi is one of the. He is a great wrestler. He's
Yeah.
very. He's. He's got the moves. He's got some really innovative, unique
Yeah.
offense, and obviously he can sell incredibly well. His technique's on point,
Yeah.
and
Can you imagine
he's
like
a
the
good
Kofi Kingston
talker.
who came from like the Indies, like if he was like going about the same time as Ricochet and Will Ospreay and all those sort of guys, he'd be a
Yeah.
complete animal. He'd be amazing. He's got the athleticism like to no end. It's just like
100%.
it's just I feel like he's they're these guys are still stuck in the cycle of just constantly being the New Day. And I feel like they themselves kind of want something else to happen, because
Yeah,
they've
exactly.
done the work. They've got the longest title reign. They've made a ridiculous amount of money for the company through all the merch they've got. But I feel like only like pancakes and unicorns can only get you so far.
Yeah, unfortunately, correct.
Shout out to Kofi. On you go, son. Do us proud.
It'd be interesting to see how next week pans out and how the Fuck, it's 3 weeks this Sunday.
I think it's 2 weeks. Yeah, so not the Sunday, two after. It's on the 7th.
Damn. So we're running out of time, really. We've got two shows to get this, you know, sorted.
Yeah.
And it's just...
come up with something. Because, like, the fan reaction is already there for Kofi. Like, they're obviously going to boo every response that's going to happen until he actually gets announced in the match. Or he does something to get announced into it.
Yeah, because it feels as if, yeah, the support's there, and it's just, like, unless they... a fucking good match. It's just how they're gonna get there.
So go now try to transition to someone who had the complete polar opposite reaction last year. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
Yeah. Has this been officially announced?
It was on the website that I looked at, well, the card that I looked at earlier on. I had a bunch that were on they're assuming to be announced, but not confirmed yet. But this one was written down as confirmed.
Right, fair. So yeah, I feel as if it's just an easy one where Reigns win. Like, yeah. If he doesn't, then it's Drew.
I don't know maybe what Drew McIntyre's like. I know he's in the main event picture kind of just now, and he's in a state. I don't know if it's a stable, but he seems to be in some sort of weird thing with Baron Corbin and Bobby Lashley.
It's complicated, let's just put it like that.
So it's basically the big dudes versus other big dudes.
Wrestling.
Yeah. But Drew McIntyre's fucking awesome. Like, he's generally cool.
He's incredible. Yeah. He's with my Vince McMahon hat on. Oh, he's got the physique. He can talk. He can walk.
He can do the moves. Drew, more like drool. Step into my office, son. Let me size you up.
But yeah, he's like, he's got some. He's great on the mic, and he's just nasty.
Yeah, like it's really gotten that he can't lay into like some of the Scottish stereotypes, because as much as WWE love going into stereotypes, they won't allow him to swear. Because when he came back to ICW after he left WWE the first time, like, he came back in and he got a microphone out and was like, I can't remember who was in the ring with him. He's like, get this, son. You're fucked. And I was like, oh, my God. It's like, that was the best.
Oh, no, he swears.
It's like, this is it. It's like, this is what's missing from him, is his swearing. Like, you just have him coming in and just say, you're all fucked, and then boot everyone in the face. It's like, he is the champion in my heart.
It's like, Claymore kit.
Have Noam Dar be his little bulldog, or pit bull, or whatever it is, and just go out with swearing everyone, and then getting his dad on them when he gets hurt. You messing with my boy, son. Yeah, but so that's Drew McIntyre. Roman Reigns returning. So obviously this is, I'm assuming, his third or fourth match coming back. Not entirely sure. Don't keep up. I'm sorry. I'm not actually sorry.
I think it would only be his second match back.
Is it second pay-per-view match or is it second action match? Because he had something with the Shield.
Both, I think. Or did he have one match on Raw?
I don't know.
I don't think so, you know. I think he just came out and, like, he's done a couple of brawls. But apart from that, he just... It was at Fastlane and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm wrong. I can't remember.
I don't really know. I don't think there's much coming out of that build-up. Either Roman Reigns is going to annihilate him, or it'll be a good match. I don't think it's going to be a bad match at all, because obviously Roman Reigns is generally a good wrestler. He's just forced to be the face of the company. What a shame. And Drew McIntyre again is a good fucking wrestler. So it'll be a good match. Loads of stiff kicks. Loads of roaring big guys. Loads of hair. Hair fucking everywhere.
Did you have you got down what the IC match will be?
I've got Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor for that one.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Finn, who's champion now? Who the fuck is champion? Is it Finn?
No. Finn Balor had a very short reign. I think it's Bobby Lashley. If we get this wrong, then we're probably really bad at this.
I want to say Finn won it back, like, straight up.
I don't know. I don't even know what's going on with Finn Balor, to be honest. Like, I feel like he's been misused since the territory. Has he had his rematch yet? I'm assuming not.
I'm assuming he has.
Oh wait, you did. Yeah, you went against Finn, you went against Brock Lesnar or something recently.
You won against Brock Lesnar.
No, he didn't. Well, he didn't. Oh, he didn't win. So he had a match against Brock Lesnar. I think it was Royal Rumble. He had a match against him. Yes, Bobby Lashley is the current IC champion. Sorry.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, pardon me.
Right, but yeah, he's they're lined up to go against each other, and I feel as if Allah should lose because I feel as if after Mania they need to set up the first opponent. This is like if this will happen, then this can happen, then that can happen, then if this happens, then that can. It's
Yeah.
all like, but
Dream
if
booking.
Finn Balor loses, Seth wins,
Yeah,
Finn
I was.
Balor,
I knew you were talking
Seth
about
Rollins, bang. There
feud.
you
Oh,
go.
by the way,
That's your first.
do you remember when I beat you and you didn't actually get the belt back off me?
Yes,
Sethy boy.
exactly. Then I think that's going to happen, and
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be very good. I don't like Bobby Lashley, and I don't think I ever will. He's better as a heel, and yeah, I don't really see much coming out of this. So I think it'd be an okay match. I don't
Yeah.
think you can get the best out of him. Bobby Lashley. Bobby
No.
Lashley's quite a, I don't know, he's just a bit of a, it's just a bit of a lump, isn't
He's
he?
a tank. He's an absolute machine. He's just, I think he's, I don't know what he can do really to be, like, it was cool that he came back and I was hoping he would get like a match against Brock Lesnar and then smash him, but obviously I think I'd actually just rather see that in real life.
Yeah.
Again, I think he's a. I think I'm sure he went away for a stint in MMA for a while, or he still does it proactively. And
He
I think
did.
when he was with him, he was with Impact, I think. I'm sure he's with
Yeah.
Impact. Yeah, so I think he was doing like both at the same time. I think they allowed him to do both at the same time just because. But like, yeah, like
Just because.
I don't think there's much he can do really to get at this point to like get to the next level because he can't really have that much left in him.
Yeah, I can't see him. I thought it was going to be a big thing, but
So
when he
sorry,
came back,
not
because
anything against him.
it's been a year now for
Yeah.
Bobby, because he came back Raw after Mania.
Yeah. Maybe he can.
It's just going to be it's going to be an interesting where I don't know where do they go with him? Like this, they're keeping him heel.
Yeah,
Leo Rush
so
thing.
do you
It's
want to put it on a guy who's going to give you a
kind of
few
happened.
years just out of the bat, or you want to give it on a, put it on Seth or Finn who can carry the company for the next like 10 years or so?
Yeah,
Because these guys are
yeah,
also not getting any younger. Because Finn Balor's like what
yeah.
in his
Well,
thirties
Finn
now.
Balor's actually quite old, but
He's
I say old, you know what I
yeah,
mean?
I know.
He's not 25, is he? That's what I'm
No,
saying.
like he's experienced. He's probably he's like easily one of the best wrestlers on the roster, and he's just not getting what he deserves. And he deserves more,
I
and
think he's,
he
I
should be the face
think,
of the company, just flat
yeah, but he's got that funny accent.
Oh, you don't even have to give him the mic, man. Just let him fucking be the demon and kill everyone. Jesus, it's not difficult, guys. Fucking hell, man.
Oh, I hope he's not a demon at Mania. Just rude.
Yeah. Well, they came out with that straight away, like straight off the bat when he debuted. Like, oh, make him the demon, and then just have him boot Rollins in the balls, and it's like, okay, that's fine. But then, like, you have to like kind of like remember that he has to get him out when it like really matters. You can't just have him go into demon mode straight away. Kind of defeats the
Yeah.
purpose and like it defeats the build of getting the demon out. Like, you could have saved it for SummerSlam
Look,
or something.
he was the demon against fucking Baron Corbin when he had that stupid feud.
Yeah, from the fuck, I don't know. Like, it just seems like they don't know what to do with anything that's actually special and new. Because
No.
he even like oh, because they started getting rid of the build up for his song and
It just kicks straight into the.
Why do they keep
Don't
doing
know.
stupid shit like this? It's like, oh, let's take all the intrigue away and all the suspense. And so it's like, oh, Balor, ba ba na 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 na. Oh, he's in the ring now.
Well, I get it. Do it for a run-in. I
Yeah.
don't have the breathing for a run-in. But just fucking just do it. It's
If he's
better.
coming out for a big match, then happening.
I can feel it happen. His like before like the bass and the drums like kick in, and it has that sort of like chanting, whispering, speaking
Yeah.
sort of stuff. Yeah, they'll do the same with that. They'll just get rid of it. Oh, anyway, you got any more matches? Or
We've actually got another three to go through.
What have we got then?
But we can probably nip through these because I don't think there's much, there's really much to say about these because I'm generally not interested. Asuka versus Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville. So Mandy Rose can throw a hell of a knee, and she doesn't seem all that bad in the ring. But she's against Asuka, and Asuka's going to either win that or Mandy Rose.
Well, the winner of a Fatal 4-Way match between Karma and
Catfish.
26th of March. I'll say that again for you. Winner of a Fatal 4-Way match between There's a Fatal 4-Way match.
Yes. Fatal 4-Way.
Sonya Deville.
Sonya Deville.
Mandy Rose.
Mandy Rose.
Carmella. Carmella and Naomi.
Okay.
On the 26th of March. And then the winner of that will face Asuka.
Right, okay. So,
that's been confirmed.
Kind of, it's kind of Sonya Deville.
That's going to. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Because they had a bit of a tiff and a bit of a fallout because Sonya Deville put the ring apron up and then Mandy Rose fell over and smashed her face in.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who I don't want any of you to be in the.
Yeah, because who's got a match?
It's really annoying because they basically picked the best people from SmackDown.
Yeah.
And made them go to Raw basically. So like take Becky and make them feud with Ronda because Alexa Bliss is gone.
Yeah.
And
why is Alexa Bliss gone? She got injuries.
Well, she's going to be the host of
wrestling. Yeah, I saw that.
So she's not going to be wrestling. But with Sasha and Bayley, they're the tag team champions.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the best of the rest. Who's the best of the rest? Mandy Rose, Naomi, but I don't really.
Naomi's all right.
Naomi's all right.
She just needs to keep watching Ricochet matches so she can steal moves from him again.
What?
The Benadryl.
Oh.
And there's another kick thing as well, but I can't remember what it is. But she's definitely pinching moves. that's fine. You can do what she wants. But the feel the glow thing never really took off, I guess. It seems like a very thin sort of thing to go off of. And she's just been doing the same sort of I don't know. She's not bad by any stretch of the means. Like she's not Tamina or Nia Jax or anything. It's just she doesn't seem she's brightly colored. Cool. Okay. She's got glowing lights everywhere. Alright, cool. That's fine. What are you doing?
I don't know who I'd want to win. Like Asuka's just gonna retain.
Yeah, there's no point.
That's it.
Asuka needs to be pushed to the moon and then go past the moon and go to the sun. Straight to the sun.
Yeah, hopefully they can get it back and go home with Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Okay, so after that as well, we've got Sasha Banks and Bayley, the Boss and Hug Connection, the strangest yet loosely tied in name that I don't think really works very well. Returning Beth Phoenix and Natalya versus Nia Jax and Tamina for God knows what reason, and the Iconics. Retention? I think it's a retention on this one. Either that or the Iconics should probably win.
Yeah, I agree.
But then I think you go get Enzo Amore levels of championship reign from that, where it's just like him talking and then no actual decent work.
Exactly. Yeah, I think I agree. Like that, unless Nia Jax really. Like obviously Beth Phoenix, it'd be good to see her again. So I don't think she would. She'd still look the same she did years ago, I think.
Mm.
And The Iconics, they're just there, aren't they? They're going to get a couple of moves, but then leave it down to the professionals, love. In the least sort of...
patronising sort of way, but it's also true.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, by all means, you do your dreams, like you, like work the work, but your matches are boring. We're sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry at all. I get it. Like a lot of it is, there's more to pro wrestling than just wrestling. But if you're bad at the wrestling part, then you're kind of defeating the purpose of getting into it in the first place.
Exactly.
IMO, in my own fucking opinion. Try me, try me, bitch.
And that's what this podcast is about, ladies and gents.
It's all about a diverse opinion, the field of opinions. We're not trying to appease the WWE. I don't want to work for them. I don't want any of their fucking money. They can go fuck themselves. But I'm more than happy to talk about what they do.
I'll have the money though. My PayPal is
disclosed in my Twitter. And okay, so last but not least, to run this up as well, we've got the Usos versus the Hardy Boys versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev versus The Bar. I don't know if this one's confirmed. This was also on the unconfirmed but possibly happened.
Well,
list.
Jeff Hardy, the Hardys is an interesting one. They just, we want to face the Usos. We're not head of the penitentiary. We will.
Yeah.
Whatever, they're being weird. Harley's being weird.
he's saying the thing.
Say it again.
Delete. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Money.
Wonderful.
Desecration. Desecrated coconut.
Then, whatever. They're not going to win. I feel as if anyone's going to win. But then again, just give it to the Bar. I don't understand.
I'm like, still generally
either the Usos or the.
Oh, sorry.
So it could be the Hardys. I can't see the Chicago Rusev winning it. That's fucking stupid. They're from different countries. Let's go together.
Yeah. So it's like let's never do the foreign nation stable ever again. But okay, here's a foreign nation stable. Why is Nakamura just not being? I feel like this is like a 20-minute rant in itself. But I'll just say this. The man won the fucking Royal Rumble pay-per-view last year, and then this year he was on the pre-show. Is that caring for your stars? Is that putting the
I think Nakamura's there. I think if he was going to have to pick up the check.
Yeah, but he's not a tag team wrestler. He's not. He doesn't need to be. He doesn't need to do that shit. Like, same with Cesaro and then with Sheamus, because like it's also weird that Sheamus is like a 5-time champ and then Cesaro's had like one intercontinental championship reign, but yet Cesaro needs Cesaro more than Cesaro needs Sheamus.
They've been an incredible tag team and done way more than anyone could have thought they would have done.
Do you know why?
And I think
Cesaro's
probably
the fucking best Vince.
I think Sheamus doesn't get credit, really. Cause
he's all right.
Just do me up. I've never been the biggest in the past year. He's had some really, and you know, takes two to tank.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's done pretty well from my thing. I do rate Cesaro. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
I think it's down to the both of them, really.
Yeah.
They're both.
They both work well with each other.
They're on the same page.
From the actual bar scene they first had when they had the fight in the pub. a bunch of random guys in the Indies. That was so surreal.
I never got that's why they were that either. That was so random.
It was very random. But yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. I'd probably say the Bar or Usos retaining. I don't see the point of Nakamura getting it. Although the Hardy Boys getting it would be quite interesting. It'd probably get quite a nostalgic pop. I think it would go for that sort of stuff.
I feel as if there's going to be too many. I feel as if there's going to be winning. Do you think some heels need to get in on the action as well?
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see who win that. Like, it'd be good to see they've been teasing. Because I don't know if you know, but Matt Hardy's been active outside of WWE television, and they said that he's Matt Hardy that can call upon all these different characters. Like if V1 needs to come out, then V1 Matt or Big Money Matt or the Woken Matt.
Or the old school black and white cargo trouser mat.
if the hardcore Dudley Boys versus Edge and Christian Hardy need to come out, then it's great.
I think.
But yeah.
I think it ties it up really.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a decent show. It'd be interesting to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
we'll be touching more on independent wrestling with our resident independent wrestler follower, Connor.
Hiya.
And
I love the wrestling.
You love the wrestling, and all of the wrestling too. And that's why we're doing
this. Sorry. I kind of think we've kind of fluffed this at the end.
We're trying to wrap this up.
Buddy Murphy versus Tony Nese. Cruiserweight.
I was trying to skip over that because I've literally not seen a single.
Tony Nese is all of a sudden getting a title shot because and then Buddy Murphy's still the champion. That's fine because
there's been a tournament,
right,
so to speak, and okay. Tony Nese beat Cedric Alexander in the final,
right,
in the tournament. To become the number one contender. So
right, okay, that was that covered then. That'll probably be a good match. That'll probably be probably one of the best in-ring matches there is on the whole.
Probably, yeah. I do like Buddy Murphy. Like his,
he's so good. He's improved so much. He's so good.
I feel as if I've kind of like done him a disservice because I watched his Super Showdown.
Yeah.
Great. Back. 205 Live.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know who would win that because Tony Nese is the belt.
I don't really know. I think that's it's a cruiserweight match. What one do you want? Sorry, so winding up. So thank you very much for joining us in our first foray into the podcasting. I say first, it's actually the second, but we'll not talk about that. Thank you for joining us for the Near Fall podcast. This has been the Road to WrestleMania review. I have been Connor Thornton, aka Cube.
I've been Jack. Don't know what else to say.
You don't know Jack.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to us. Follow us on Twitter when we get one at some point, but for all the most important part, just give us a shout on Anchor. Thank you, and have a good week and enjoy your weekend.
See ya.